I'm Dave McGowan with VPR News. The state has spent $229,000 to find out what insurance customers think of Vermont Health Connect. The results, not surprisingly, are not stellar, but officials say the survey will help them improve customer satisfaction in the future. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
The survey was conducted by the University of Massachusetts Medical School, and it included responses from about 2,500 people who either bought or tried to buy insurance on Vermont Health Connect. UMass asked people to rate the exchange on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the best possible insurance marketplace. Vermonters gave the program an average score of about 5. Stephen Costantino, commissioner of the Department of Vermont Health Access, says the state needs to work hard to improve that number, and he says the survey, paid for with federal dollars, will help his department do just that.
So it's a really good management tool to make sure the customer service experience of the exchange, of the Connect, is really meeting the needs of Vermonters.
Chief among the complaints were problems with billing issues, delays in processing applications and renewals, and making changes to existing policies. Not everyone had bad things to say about the exchange. 33% gave it an overall rating of 8 or higher, while 28% gave it a rating of 4 or worse. Costantino says the technological shortcomings still plaguing the system when the survey was conducted back in May have largely been resolved.
Knowing what they were concerned about and the wait times when they were having frustrations about changes, we've now dealt with that issue.
But a closer reading of the numbers shows that an important subsection of the Vermont Health Connect consumer base is far less pleased with the product than the overall ratings suggest. Vermont Health Connect serves as the insurance portal for more than 200,000 residents, a population that includes Medicaid beneficiaries, as well as individuals purchasing private plans from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Vermont and MVP. People signing up for Medicaid reported much higher rates of satisfaction with Vermont Health Connect than people using the site to purchase private plans, and nearly one quarter of the approximately 70,000 people using the site to buy private plans gave Vermont Health Connect an overall rating of 2 or less. Costantino says the survey has helped pinpoint areas where the state needs to improve.
And hopefully this kind of survey, you know, helps us put pressure points on achieving those goals.
Complaints about Vermont Health Connect transcended customer service issues. While 42% of people say their insurance plans fit their needs very well, many were caught off guard by the out-of-pocket costs associated with those plans. One-third of all VHC customers say out-of-pocket costs exceeded expectations, and nearly half of consumers didn't realize that the tax credits available for plans sold on the exchange could affect their federal income tax obligations. The survey showed that people who use navigators, people who are paid to assist customers in the purchasing process, reported higher levels of satisfaction with Vermont Health Connect than people who didn't use navigators.
What the survey proves is that, you know, this kind of one-on-one assistance is very, very important.
Funding for navigators has been decreased significantly for the coming open enrollment period, but Costantino says the state will try to improve educational outreach. The state will conduct another survey next year. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.